Time to go down on the farm. Chad Baker for WITY. And on the line with us today, we've got Steve Lose. He's the president of the American Farm Heritage Museum in Greenville, Illinois. And their Heritage Days 2025 is coming up this weekend.
Yes, coming up in just a few days. We're excited.
And so this is a great venue, just right off the interstate, exit 45 off of Interstate 70 in Greenville, Illinois. Easily identifiable by the not only the implement that you have on the grounds there, but the train that you guys have on the grounds. And I know every time I went to St. Louis, it's always fun to watch and see what else you guys are adding to the displays down there that are there year-round. Let's first talk about the American Farm Heritage Museum itself and what you guys' mission is.
Sure, sure. We were founded in 2002 by a group of collectors and farmers, and the goal really is to preserve and celebrate America's World Heritage. And so our goal is to have events and opportunities for people to explore and see what things looked like back in the day. And that could be, you know, 25 years ago, that could be 50 years ago, that could be 150 years ago, because technology and advancements have just continued, and there's just so much fun stuff to share with people and to help them understand what life used to be like and to help celebrate kind of where we've been and where we're going.
You guys have three jam-packed days of fun. We'll start off with the Friday schedule here. You've got the train rides. You have the sawmill firing up. You've got a magic show. We think of farm shows, we think just tractors and implement, but you really do have not only just all-encompassing with the world of agriculture and rural life, but you also tie into family-friendly activities for those members of the family that are not as intrigued by some of the farm stuff. They can come out and they can have a good time and still spend time with their family there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are so family friendly. Like I say, the magic show for the kids, we do a scavenger hunt where if they go to different areas around the grounds, they can win an ice cream cone from us. And there's just lots of pieces. There's pedal pulls for the kids. There's just ways that they can shell corn. They can pump water. They can explore Hills Fort and kind of see what it looked like to live in the 1800s in a fort. And they can ride our train. We have a one-mile train ride and a new steam train that they put in service last year. Mm-hmm. And that's just been unbelievably popular. So there are just tons of things for people to do. A flea market, music, an air-conditioned building to rest if they need that. And just, I said, just tons of stuff. Kids can even make dog tags from our military museum group. They've got a dog tag machine. And that's just a real popular piece, too. So, like I said, we are so family-friendly, and people can bring a UTV and golf carts down on the grounds if they want. They just have to have proof of insurance and pay the fee. And they're welcome to drive around or walk around, either way. So, like I say, it's a great opportunity to come explore 60-plus acres of fun.
There's a couple of events I want to highlight on Friday, Steve, that may not necessarily be at a lot of different farm shows. One is you've got the Four Corners Tractorcade arriving at 12:30. The other is from 2 to 4, you have rock crushing, shingle making, and steam pump at the east end of Camper Row. Give us a little bit of detail on each of those events for folks that may be listening.
Sure. Our Tractorcade, what that is that's an opportunity for people to kind of be on a tractor drive. Of course, it's got to be tractors that have a reasonable speed and on rubber, of course. Can't take our steel wheel stuff out there. But really, they're coming from four different regions near Greenville and drive in. So they take about an hour, hour and a half to get there. And then when they get there, they are announced in kind of a parade format on the ground. So it's really a fun way to see a bunch of tractors show up on the grounds all at one time. And then they park and then they're there for the weekend. So it's a fun piece. On the other goodies, rock crushing and shingle making, again, there are just different pieces of equipment. We are very fortunate to have people that have either donated those pieces or that bring them and display them and utilize them. And people can actually see how things are made. If, like I said, family friendly, if someone wants to take a shingle home with them and see what that cedar smell is like, they can do that and kind of see how, again, roofing was utilized back in the day before the shingles that we see in the world today. And then also the steam pump. It is strictly a steam-driven mechanical mechanism that pumps water. So it's using that mechanical force of steam, just like it does in factories or did in factories through the years, and it puts it to work.
I just unveiled Saturday schedule, and honestly, Steve, I did not prepare for this. 11 to 2, Benny and the Amigos. So let me tell you, Benny Birch is my grandfather. So we just made the world a lot smaller. 92 years old, still out there playing good old-fashioned country and Western music. And that warms my heart to see that he's going to be out there and performing. It should be a good show. If you like the old style country music, the Webb Pierces and the George Jones, that type of stuff, it's a great show to go out and check out. But yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, we've got a lot of fun bands playing this year. And we've got an evening band on Friday. It's going to be Casey and the Night Riders on Friday night. And on Saturday night, it's the Chapman Brothers Band. So we've got daytime and evening bands. The evening bands are going to be outdoors in kind of a concert style. The daytime bands will be on our stage inside our air-conditioned building where people can listen to music and shop and get an ice cream cone. And like I say, just kind of relax and just have a good time. And there's even going to be a dance floor area for those that want to take advantage. So again, we've got all kinds of opportunities for people just to hang out with us for the entire weekend. I mean, they get an armband on either Friday or Saturday for $10 and get them in the rest of the weekend. Mm-hmm. And if they only were to come on Sunday, then it's $5 to get in. But we definitely encourage people to spend as much time with us as they can and make it a destination. There's lots of hotel rooms around the area. So if someone wants to spend the night and kind of hang out too, that would be awesome.
Very good. The antique pulls, field demos. We got plowing, threshing, combining, corn shelling. You got the military museum. We got the Red Barn display. There's just so much to see. It's one of those events that you're going to want to go multiple days to check out. And of course, yep, as you mentioned, Greenville in recent years put up a lot of new hotels out by the exit. And there are some nearby towns that also have some lodging that keeps you in the area. But for an event like this, a very, very affordable weekend to go and check out the heritage of American farming here, particularly here in central and southern Illinois. Lots of folks going to be coming together for that. Do you have a primary brand that you're featuring this year, or is it just pretty much a wide open year for you guys?
Well, we do. We actually have the AAA Tractor Club, and that's Alice Chalmers. Mm-hmm. They're going to be featuring WD-45 and WDs, and so those are the two official features, but everything's always welcome. And then the gas engine side, also the flywheel engine side, we're featuring upright engines this year, so all the engines where the cylinder goes up and down rather than horizontal, which is the traditional engine that most people know or see, especially if they're out driving in the oil field. They still see some of the old-fashioned style engines running pumps before they are taking electric out there. So even that technology is still being utilized. Here we are in 2025, so 125 years later, and still can see some of them in their work clothes, so to speak.
You can check out more information online, American Farm Heritage Museum, all one word, .com. And of course, that is happening this weekend, Heritage Days 2025, July 25th, 26th, and 27th. Make plans to go all weekend. And if you can't, maybe just swing by for a day, check to see what they've got going on. And there's something for everyone. They've got some air-conditioned buildings there. We know it's going to be hot. Going to want to make sure that you spend as much time out of the heat as you are in the heat. But nonetheless, lots of things that are going on there on the grounds in Greenville. Steve, for folks that want to get more information besides the website, is there a good number to reach out to if they want to get lined up with logistics for bringing out, let's say, golf carts, or want to have any get ideas about camping, so on and so forth?
Yeah, probably the best thing for them to do is follow us on Facebook, check out our Facebook page. That's where we share the majority of the information. And on our Facebook page, it has a phone number that we'll try and track to. We're a volunteer-led organization, so sometimes it's a little hard to have a phone number and someone accessing it 24/7. But Facebook is really our go-to communications tool for lots of things.
And before we tie up, for folks that maybe want to get involved with the museum itself, whether it's a volunteer or folks that want to become a member, how do they do that?
Yeah, we have general meetings once a month. It's usually on the second Tuesday of the month in general. So, yeah, they can come out and participate. We're always doing work days and work weekends, and each of our entities, like our train group, has kind of an involvement team, and the Hills Fort does, and the military group. So if someone would be interested in a specific thing or just helping out in general, that would be great. And, of course, financials are always a piece of the puzzle, too. It takes a lot to maintain this entity as a volunteer group, and so we're always looking for support any way, shape, or form.
Very good. Steve Loos, president of American Farm Heritage Museum, thank you so much for going down farm with us today, and hopefully you guys have a good weekend and lots of numbers out. We'll catch up soon, Steve.
Yeah, Chad, we appreciate it very much and hope to see some of your listeners.
That's Down on the Farm. Got a check-in with Greg Solier for Illiana Ag Weather on the way next here on WITY.